Okay, it's been a little while. We're talking Spotlight Crawley this morning, and joining me once again is Parveen Khan. Morning, Parveen.
Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you very much. the ways of the world and colds and all the rest of it, we're fine. Oh. Fine, moving on. Anyway,
cool.
It's been a while since we spoke, and I know lots and lots of things are going on in Crawley, one of which started at the beginning of the month for Diverse Crawley. It's the Black History Month.
Yes, Tony, as a lot of people are aware, it's October is Black History Month, and it's a celebration of black heroes, food, hair, clothing, history, obviously. So it's very important. I think one of my best months is Black History Month. And in Crawley, Diverse Crawley have been celebrating it, actually, since the 1st of October. They had a launch at Crawley Museum, which was brilliant. I attended. So lots of different things going on there. Music, food tasting, and there's an exhibition at Crawley Museum for the whole of October, actually. So it's wonderful. If anybody wants to go there, it's a wonderful place to go, Crawley Museum. But there's another event coming up on October the 15th, and that is a part of World Food Day. So there's a charity called Mary's Meals, and they actually are a brilliant charity in Crawley.
Yeah.
And what it is that you can have some taste of foods from the Caribbean.
I'm so hungry already.
Yeah, I know. It's a free event, and it's just another celebration of Black History Month. And I think, you know, we should all celebrate, and we discuss this quite a lot, about different cultures and different languages and food and recipes.
Yeah.
I think it just enhances our lives, actually. And Diverse Crawley do a brilliant job, as we all know. They've done a lot in the past few years. So this is, with Mary's Meals on October the 15th, Crawley Museum, 12 noon to 2 p.m. It's a free event and everybody is welcome.
Oh, and it's all Caribbean food, is it?
Yeah, it says here Grenadian. So
Caribbean. Yeah, Caribbean. that's gonna be a tad on the spicy side, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
You've got my mouth watering already for that.
We all need a bit of spice, Tony, in our life.
We do. What
food.
Else?
Food. Food wise,
indeed. Say we the Black History Month started, say, 1st of October. Mm. Are there any other events connected with this that are coming up, or is it a straightforward visit to the Crawley Museum to get any more information?
Yeah, definitely. Go to Crawley Museum. You can also go to Diverse Crawley Facebook page. And every week they'll have something up, new events coming up maybe during the month. But just keep an eye on to the museum. The first thing is to go to the museum because the exhibition is there.
Yeah.
So you'll see black heroes, and you'll see clothes and, you know, examples of great work that black people from the Caribbean and African have contributed to the UK and to the world, actually. So, I mean, and I think that's important. And I think it's important to take your kids there as well. It's part of being informed, really, isn't it?
Part of an education process. Isn't Windrush part of this as well?
Yeah, Windrush is part of it as well. And, you know, there's lots of things happening around Windrush as well. And it's interesting. I love it. I think history is so good. And we should all know what's happening around the world and what happened as well. I think it's very important, especially for kids and especially for to have a discussion, a conversation. It just brings up so many different elements of history. And we should all be proud and part of the history that is going on now, actually. We're all part of history now, aren't we, in the sense of
future
generations.
Well, some of us have lived right through this from the beginning of this, and it's actually rather interesting to see how the whole thing has turned out and how much more inclusive this country is as a result of some of these things, which is a positive thing.
Go visit
Crawley Museum for this one, Black History Month. It is on until the end of the month, and don't forget that World Food Day on the 15th of October. Now, taking a trip along from the Crawley Museum to the cinema.
Yes.
St. Peter's Church cinema night. When is this?
Yeah, brilliant. So I love St. Peter's Church. It's so beautiful and everybody's so welcoming there. And it's on Ifield Road in West Green. There's, I think, three films actually happening in October and November. So the first film on Wednesday, the 12th of October at 7 p.m. is called The Lives of Others. And I've seen this film and I love this film. And it's about East Germany, actually. actually, and it's just,
oh, right.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I love history anyway, we just discussed history.
Yeah.
So it's set in East Germany, not long before the Berlin Wall, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's a German thriller, and it won a Best Foreign Language Oscar at the 2007 Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. But it's a brilliant film, great actors in there. I saw it a few years ago. So that's on the 12th of October at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. But you can... the doors open at 6, and there's a cinema cafe there as well, so you can get coffees, teas, and homemade biscuits. The tickets are £5, which is quite reasonable.
It's a bargain, isn't it? For
yeah, it's a bargain. But yeah. Also, you get that kind of community feel there, and then you meet people, and you make friends. And I love that about Crawley. It's just, you know, you go into any sort of event or something, and you can really make great friends, and I love that.
I just love the thought that somebody, whoever built the church, I don't know that they probably wouldn't have been the case then, but somebody thought, I don't know, this church would make a wonderful cinema, and you get to watch films there. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got The Lives of Others are on. What else have we got on there?
That's on the 12th of October.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, the 26th of October, is Billy Wilder's 1960s classical film, The Apartment.
Oh.
And I think I've seen this one when I was little with John Lemmon. Jack Lemmon. I remember this, I think, because I used to love watching those 1950s and 60s films. They were quite good, weren't they, in those days?
Jack Lemmon was one of the Odd Couple, wasn't he? They were known as the Odd Couple. Billy Wilder was the producer of the time, and they were classic films of their ilk, really. I mean, if you look at them today, you're going to see the world through a different set of eyes, I think.
Yeah. No, you're right, you are. But I think it's wonderful. I think the directors in those days as well. And I remember, was it on Saturday or Wednesday matinees and things? I remember watching those, actually, Tony.
Saturday
long
morning
time
at the
ago.
Pictures.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love them. The Hitchcock and all that sort of stuff. So, I just love I love films, and I love art and creativity.
Yeah.
That's in October. Then on Wednesday, the 9th of November, and I don't know about this actually, but it's called Operation Mincemeat.
No, I don't know this one, but I'm guessing this is something. This is a wartime film, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's set in 1943, and there's a blurb about it, and it's about Allies are determined to break Hitler's grip on occupied Europe by planning to launch an all-out assault on Sicily. So the island of Sicily.
Mm.
That'd be quite interesting, actually. Yeah. So Operation Mincemeat. I don't know. I think the title should have been changed. 9th of November at 7 p.m. But again, the doors open at 6. There's a cafe there, and the tickets are £5.
There are three films there that. Well, they're slightly different on slightly different plane to what you would normally expect at cinema nights, but rather good. Take on some things that have happened in years gone by. So, that's definitely going to be worth it. Cinema Night, St. Peter's Church, three dates. It's the 12th of October, is it? The 26th of October and the 9th of November?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
That looks good. And then we get back to one. I know one of the things that is very dear to your heart, writing around the kids.
Yes, writing around the kids. And I was part of this last year, actually. And it kind of, it's such a brilliant idea, such a brilliant idea. And it's led by two authors, Sam and Anna, both published, by the way. And they're based in West Sussex.
Mm.
So this is about, I mean, for me, it's an online workshop, and it continues for a few weeks. And what it is that the authors give you prompts to write about.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be anything. It could be like the color blue, or, you know, how you're feeling today, or love, or fear, or, you know, death, or marriage, or whatever.
Yeah.
So they give you these prompts, and they give you this time to write. And then you can read out what you've written to the rest of the group if you want to. But it was so amazing for me, and I got some. And I do write poetry, and I do write little short pieces. So what was so amazing about this is that there are parents that get mothers and fathers, and you get together and you can express your feelings on paper and not kind of feel guilty that you've given that time to yourself. Because I think during the COVID years, as I call them, you need to, I mean, I started evaluating how much time I'm having for myself and, you know, my creativity and just giving that space, thinking space. So this writing around the kids is just brilliant. And you can, you know, the thing that I love about it, it just gives you that time for yourself to write about what you are feeling inside, what you think about something. And I think we all need that kind of creative output, don't we? And I think because the authors are there, they kind of structure, there's structure to it. They give the prompts, there's timing. So it just makes you want to write, if that makes sense. Well, and sometimes that's what writers need, that time.
I think it's time to reflect, isn't it, really, that so many people don't have. And the one thing that COVID gave us was an awful lot of time to reflect. If you can put your all this stuff down in words, I would imagine that if you did that, you'd have quite some story and some book to sell, I'm sure.
I think I would do. I think I would definitely. So it's writing around the kids. It starts in November.
Yeah.
I've got the email if you want me to read it out to you.
Yeah,
so it's info@writingaroundthekids.co.uk.
Yeah, is there a website for this?
Yeah, they should have a website. If you just write writing around the kids, so
type in Google, it will come up.
Yeah, you can Google it; it will come up. But it's just we produced a booklet in the end. So a lot of us had a lot of our work in this booklet. Then we also had the chance to read our poems or our short pieces to a live audience as well at Crawley Museum. So that was brilliant. It's such a brilliant thing, and everybody should get involved with your creativity.
I think so, and I think part. Parveen should actually put out a poetry book called Parveen's Poetry. But there
I
you
think
go.
So. That's, and just to mention that, Tony, it is National Poetry Day today. That's something else that is quite well. Yeah.
Yeah, there are there are things I could say there that would probably get me slung off the radio, because I as a kid we had all sorts of horrible poetry. I should think you'd probably describe it as now. It was rather rude and rather funny, but certainly not for consumption on the radio. But anybody writing poetry today, keep at it. It's a wonderful thing. Right, the final thing on my list is something called Crawley Town Centre BID. BID. What is that?
Yeah, this is it's quite a good website, actually. I would call it a website, but it's all about what is happening in Crawley. So it's Crawley Town Centre BID. It's on Facebook. You can get it on Google. And what it is, it gives different events that are happening around Crawley. So it gives the details of different events happening around Crawley. Mm-hmm. So when I scroll down, I'm looking at these things about Halloween. So there's something called Pirate Weekend. So that sounds quite interesting. That's in October and November. Yeah. So that's a brilliant. It starts on the 22nd of October. Mm-hmm. It involves alcohol. It involves dressing up, by the way. But I love this website.
Are you sure that's for all when you say there's alcohol and there's dressing up? I'm sure it must exclude the kids, that one.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean adults is... But no, you're right. But it's such a... Yeah, I know. But it's very good. And there's also something about Crawley College. There's got courses coming up there. It's got about charity events that are happening. So it's such a brilliant Facebook page, actually. Mm-hmm. So Crawley Town Centre BID. Just, you know, type that in. I think that's quite good when you want to get more information about what's happening around Crawley.
Yeah.
And Halloween is a theme, I think.
Yeah. Are you a celebrator of Halloween?
Oh, I'm not so sure. I'm not so, when I was younger, maybe, but not anymore, actually. I'm not sure. I do go and... Oh, well, no, actually, no, I'm not then.
You see, when I was a kid, it was all bonfire, because bonfire is the 5th of November. And we used to make up our own guys, and it was penny for the guy. But all of that sort of thing's gone these days. And everything has gone very much to the American way of Halloween, got your pumpkin, cut holes in a pumpkin, and then go knocking on doors for chocolate, which I would have said that the penny for the guy was a little better for your teeth. teeth than perhaps Halloween, but we are where we are.
Yeah, and I remember that. Sorry, Tony, but yes, you're right. I remember that. I mean, the whole street used to get involved, didn't we?
Yep.
The whole street used to get involved, and we all used to dress up, and the bonfires. I still remember the smell of the bonfires, Tony. Do you remember? And your whole street was, there was like smoke coming from one one garden to the next. And I think those were the days. I mean, I sound really, really old now, but I really miss those days when the milkman used to come and knock on the door, when you get the newspapers delivered, when the Christmas father used to come down our road. You know, it's just, those days have just all gone, really, Tony. And
do you remember? See, you've got a book in the making there of all of those memories, which is absolutely wonderful. I'm sure we will talk about bonfire and the various different places you can go and enjoy a bonfire event in a month's time. But for now, Parveen, believe it or not, we've actually run out of time. Can you believe that?
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. I know. Parveen, wonderful to catch up. We will see you in a month's time. But for now, thank you.
Thank you, Tony.